Seminar 9, Professions and Careers, The Work Week in 20th Century America.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. KFA, may I have your attention, please? Thank you very much for coming along today. My name's Nathan Morse, and I'm going to be outlining some research we've been doing at the University of Arkansas on the working week in 20th century America. First, I'll be looking at the situation at the beginning of the last century. Then I'm going to show you how the general trend has not always been to work less and less. And finally, we'll be looking at some startling predictions, some made in the 1930s and others more recently. So, first of all, let's look at how many hours people were working last century. Now, data on the annual average work week tends to vary enormously. One reason being that it depends on whether we are talking about agriculture or industry. For instance, in agriculture, they worked just under 70 hours at the beginning of the 20th century, compared to 60 hours in industry. Now, what is interesting is that at the end of the 19th century, the highest paid workers worked substantially fewer hours than the lowest paid, a situation that was gradually redressed over most of the 20th century and has now almost completely been reversed. Now, let's look in more detail at the situation for industry. In 1900, people were working an average 60-hour week, which fell quite rapidly down to 50 by about 1920. It then went down steadily, but not quite so rapidly, to 45 hours over the next 20 years. The Second World War meant that industry was working overtime, so there was a sharp rise in the number of working hours during the war years, reaching a peak of about 55 hours in 1943 before dropping rapidly back to 45 in 1947. Between 1947 to 1970, there was a gradual decline toward a 40-hour week. If we turn to studies made in the 1930s, it's interesting to note, as you can see in this slide, that they forecast that the trend in the shorter working week would continue far beyond 40 hours. This has not happened in the U.S., though in some European countries they were pushing for 35 hours at the end of the last century. Instead, in the U.S., the total number of working hours has been going up since 1970 by an average of 163 hours per year. If the present trend continues, the average white-collar American will be working over 60 hours per week by the year 2020. So, to summarize, the idea that we will have more and more leisure time seems to be in total contradiction to today's working hours. In fact, more and more skilled workers and professionals are finding ways to keep themselves at work rather than at home. Okay, well, thank you very much for your attention, and if you have any questions, perhaps you'd like to ask them over coffee. Thank you.